It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week, as is the case for most everyone else in Kentucky, their focus is tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. Rich and Harriet tell us the newest Derby party in Lexington is tonight's Legacy Ball.
It's going to be at the newly named Kroger Field, Commonwealth Stadium at UK from 8 to 2. And it's a celebration of the historic contributions of black jockeys and trainers. It's going to have food, cocktails, live music. And also a well-known derby party around here, pre-derby party, is the Poor Man's Harlan County Derby Eve Party. And that's also, of course, on Friday at B&B Morgan Tire. And Keeneland, once again, brings back its Oaks on Friday and then on Saturday, derby festivities. Also at the Red Mile this year, they're going to have a big derby fest on Saturday with food, including a buffet and live bands. Now, if you aren't consumed by horse racing action, Studio Players has a show about another spring sport, golf.
That's right. because people's fancies do turn to the links, too, mm-hmm. this time of year. Mm-hmm. And Studio Players is producing the Ken Ludwig play Fox on the Fairway, which, reading Candace Cheney's story about it, it sounds like sort of like Caddyshack. You know, you don't have to know golf to think Caddyshack is funny, and it sounds like Fox on the Fairway is the same way. In fact, the director, Jason Minock, told Candace that if knowing golf was a qualification for enjoying the play, that he wouldn't qualify. So, it's just a comedy set between two rival country clubs, and a golf tournament is kind of at the center of it. But it's they kind of like having this kind of fair in the springtime, a real light, funny stuff, that it's not really the time to be heavy and serious. I guess we reserve that for colder months. But even getting away from sport at all, there's quite a bit of music going on this weekend and a movie that I cannot believe is a classic.
I think I saw that when it originally came out in the cinema in Danville, Kentucky.
We're talking about Saturday Night Fever.
We are.
Back in theaters for its 40th anniversary.
40th, yes. And in celebration of that, you can see it on the big screen again at 2 and 7 Sunday and Wednesday at the Regal Hamburg Pavilion, Cinemark Fayette Mall, and Cinemark Richmond Center. Also going on this weekend is the Night Market. Is back on Friday tonight from 6 to 10 over on Bryan Avenue. And we have Grayson Jenkins has a new album out, Cityscapes and Countryside, at 8 p.m. Saturday. He'll be at the Burl to celebrate the opening of the new album. And also we have songwriters at the Burl on Sunday with Nicholas Penn, Seth Murphy, Sam Gleaves, and the duo Ordinary Elephant.
I think they should all play Stay and Alive.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and lexgo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm, and you can find this feature and other stories there as well at weku.fm.